And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Tom Farmer. You've no doubt heard opponents of the Durham Orange Light Rail line claim that Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, could provide the same service at a small fraction of the cost of light rail. BRT takes many of the things that make riding a train attractive, but uses buses instead. Like light rail, a true BRT system has its own exclusive roadway. If the bus is stuck in the same traffic with cars, it's not really Bus Rapid Transit. It's just a bus. So why is it wrong to claim that we can replace the Durham Orange Light Rail line with BRT for only $200 million? The big reason is that using existing road lanes is not an option for the Durham Orange Transit Corridor. Take a drive during rush hour and decide for yourself if we can lose two lanes on NC-54 or 15501. The Federal Transit Administration's analysis found that building BRT from UNC to downtown Durham would only be about 30% cheaper than light rail, not one-tenth the cost that critics claim. Once that BRT system is up and running, those 30% savings on construction costs can vanish quickly because buses cost more to operate and maintain than light rail. Plus, even the biggest buses can't carry as many people as light rail can. To keep up, BRT would increase the frequency of roadway crossings. Even then, it would have a much lower peak capacity than light rail. Let's consider the cautionary tale of Los Angeles's Metro Orange Line, an 18-mile BRT line that opened in 2005. With over 28,000 rides each weekday, the Orange Line has reached its capacity and is now considering a $1.7 billion conversion to light rail, a cost far higher than simply building light rail in the first place. So, can we really replace the efficiency and capacity of Durham Orange Light Rail with $200 million of BRT? Sit in traffic on NC-54 or 15501 and you'll realize that it's not even close. This is Tom Farmer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.